on the Cyclone Sports Network. From Learfield, it's time for the Renewable Energy Group Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. It's unquestionably good. Hy-Vee, the official tailgate headquarters of Cyclone Football. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. It's time for the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, fueling your game for a cleaner tomorrow makes you a winner today. And Ryan Harklaw, our guest co-host tonight, as he's done many times this season. Appreciate you doing that, Hark. And our football guest tonight is Derek Hudger. He's the director of player personnel for Iowa State. He's been a guest on the show in the past. We thought we'd give Matt Campbell his birthday off. It's just a gesture on our part, because I figured, what would he really want for his birthday? And a night off would be it.
You're
with
exactly
his family.
Right.
So, you know, I think we've given him the best gift possible. But happy birthday to Coach. And it was actually 6 years ago today that Matt was hired, Derek. And, man, time flies when you're having fun.
It sure does. It seems like yesterday, but certainly enjoyed the journey thus far.
Oh, no doubt. Well, you had to enjoy Saturday. What a great senior day. Kind of just the way you would draw it up, right?
Friday. Saturday was great, too, but yeah. Yeah, Friday.
You're right. Yeah, I keep wanting to say Saturday. But, yeah, you couldn't do it any better with the script.
No, it was awesome to see that group of kids that really made up three different recruiting classes, as well as, obviously, Andrew being the one grad transfer, kind of come here in the way that they did and buy into Coach Campbell's vision and then really turn that into a reality. And it was kind of a storybook ending, at least in Jack Trice Stadium, for those kids. So we were all really, really happy for them.
And who knows what the future holds for Breece, but he probably does. And I think we have a decent idea, but if that was his last game in this stadium, how do you go out any better than that?
Yeah, I think Coach Campbell said it best. If that was the way to go out, then what a way to do it. And I think he unequivocally showed he's the best running back in all of college football and maybe the best player in all of college football. So hopefully everybody enjoyed watching him, because it truly was a pleasure.
Yeah. So looking at that class when they came in, you're in charge of the personnel, obviously bringing the class, the recruits in. They were ranked, I believe, the 50th or 55th ranked class coming in at that time, roughly. Is that right?
Yeah, right around there.
Right there. Now look what they've brought. Now, we've already talked. I can't talk about the recruits tonight. We can't talk about the recruits tonight. But the class ranking is ranked in the top 25 coming in so far, and in the signing days coming up. So they've built a platform for this class and this next class and the next generation and the environment that's here for successful football players to come to. So I know you can't talk about the players, but can you talk about what the environment is here that's been built with that class?
Yeah. Like you said, I think those seniors, number one, they certainly showed what was possible on the field, which kind of gets your foot in the door. But what they did more than anything is kind of open themselves up to assist us in the recruiting process. And any kid we get onto campus, there's a lot of cool things about Iowa State, but the absolute best reason that anybody comes to school here is because of their teammates. So that's what those guys did more than anything, is they allowed us to bring recruits in here and show them the most special environment in all of college football and the most special locker room in all of college football. So, and those guys might have been ranked 55th, but I can tell you we knew Mike Rose was going to be really good. And sometimes there is a point of, you know, maybe they're not ranked what perhaps they should be, and those guys deserve the credit that they got. And like you said, we're really excited about this group that'll sign here in 2 weeks and a couple of days, and can't wait for Iowa State to get to know them as well.
Yeah, I think as, you know, fans, you look at the ratings because that's all you have to go by. Right. But as coaches, you've seen the film and you've talked to these guys and gotten to know kind of their personality and what drives them. And so I'm guessing that the number by their name means absolutely nothing to the staff, and it's more about, hey, we trust ourselves.
Correct. And the people who do those ratings, they do a good job as well, but certainly people fall through the cracks oftentimes. And we're really fortunate here that Coach Campbell certainly does not even look at those things, and nobody's being evaluated on those things. Rather, we want to ensure that we don't bring anybody into this program, number one, that's going to negatively influence our culture. And number two, we want to bring people in here who can help us win a Big 12 championship. And regardless of what their recruitment looks like leading up to that, we're going to do our own evaluation of them as a person and as a player and as a student, and see if we think they're a fit for us on the field and off the field. And if that leads to a great recruiting ranking, cool. If it doesn't, cool as well. That's certainly not what we're in it for. We're in it to win games and do it the right way, which we're really excited about.
Right. When you look at the film on these guys, and this is public, you can go to ESPN and see the classes. You can see the recruiting by. We're not beating smaller schools. We're not beating Ohio on these guys. We're beating – there's a Georgia, you know, that we beat Georgia on some guys. We've beaten the top blue bloods. You know, we've beaten Iowa on a lot of guys. We've beaten other conference, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma's. Like, you're winning recruiting battles that we've never been in the – we never talked about before because we couldn't even go after these people. So what has been the key to – get these recruits to start, number one, come to Ames and look at it, because a lot of them don't even know where Iowa State is a lot of times. Mm-hmm. How do you get them to come and take a look, and then how do you get them to eventually turn over, basically, and commit to Iowa State?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of factors, and number one at the top of the list is Coach Campbell. Anybody who either sits in a room with him or talks on the phone with him, whether you're a recruit or not, you can know that he's a special person, a special coach, and a special leader. So that certainly gets the door open for about anybody. And then I think the rest of the credit goes to our players. Like I said, not only is it a great environment and a great locker room as far as the culture in that area, but it's also you look at Charlie Kohler, you look at Brees Hall, you look at Brock Purdy, and the individual success that those guys have found at Iowa State, and that's awfully powerful in recruiting as well.
Does the tape lie sometimes? I mean, I could see somebody saying, hey, look, I had seven spectacular plays. I'm just going to put those on a tape and send them out. I wasn't very good on the other play. I mean, do you have to go a little deeper than the tape?
Yeah, you certainly do, and I think that's what's allowed us to find a lot of those guys. And you've probably heard Coach Campbell say that we don't watch highlight tapes, and he's not lying. We're going to turn on the videotape and watch a full game. We'll go watch the state championship game or a rivalry game or the fourth quarter of a big game, and you can really see who that player actually is, rather than just the 5 or 10 play highlight tape like you're talking about.
Which is unbelievable, because we've talked about it. This place has been built by Coach Campbell, but obviously you're a big part of this. And every week you've heard me say this, like, this is not built for – this was not a one-and-done season. Like, oh, here's our chance to get here, and then everyone's leaving, you know, and we're not going to have a chance. Like, this is going to be deep. I hope as we get through this next 45 minutes, I want to talk through the depth chart a little bit. I think there's some exciting stories to talk about. But when you look at the next – classes in coming in right now, obviously there's some noise out there,
right?
You know, that's fair to say. How are the conversations gone with those recruits and keeping them committed to Iowa State?
Yeah, I think that part's really easy, and number one, we've been through the noise before, and quite frankly, we've been through it for 5 years. And I think you could say anything you want, and Coach Campbell hits it on the head. He says, look at his actions and look at kind of who we are and what we've been built for. And like you said, we've built it the right way, and we've built it in a sustainable way, and you kind of hinted at it. But this was a very veteran-laden team, and those guys certainly were the foundation for our success previously and this year. But there's a lot of young guys who made a lot of plays, and there's a lot of more young guys who maybe haven't found the field yet on Saturdays that people should be excited about.
And it's cool when you see we're pulling our program up next to Oklahoma. You the skill set when we were down in Norman, we lost the game, unfortunately, but our car is next to theirs. We pulled up our program next to everybody in the Big 12. That class just went 16-1 at home against the Big 12 for the last 4 years. What you've done with the skill set at this university is unbelievable, and I just can't wait to see where it goes. Because Coach Campbell, now, you have USC, right? That came out. Now Lincoln Riley is going there. You have big-time programs. What is going on at Iowa State? Think we're at the mat. This phone call is going to come because people don't understand what's been built here other than these other programs. Like, how'd they do that there? When Oklahoma's trying to figure it out right now. Now they really got to try to figure it out.
So Texas is trying to figure it out.
Look what Texas has been through. So it's been crazy time, obviously. Right. But everyone is looking here like, how did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, obviously, he's a big part of it, but your entire staff, what you've done for the program to bring these kids in, that has been, I think, a big part of what you guys have done to get this to where we are today.
Yeah, and I think it all goes down to there is one unified vision for what the football program is supposed to be about, and that is Coach Campbell's vision, and he's leading the entire charge. And he's built a staff that is unified in that vision as well, which then obviously leads to a football team that each and every Saturday, like he said at the end of that press conference on Friday, it's given everybody something to hope for and something to love. And I think that's something we can all be really proud of and excited, is when Iowa State football steps on the field, there's going to be a chance to win that game, which is something that we're really proud of and really excited for.
That's where I think it's come so far. I mean, when you think about the expectation as a fan base of going into a place like Norman, Oklahoma, and saying, well, if everything goes our way and they don't play their A game and, we get a couple bounces and maybe three nothing turnovers or something like that, might have a shot. Two, hey, if we just go and play like we're capable of and execute and maybe get one bounce, right. we're going to beat right. these guys. Right. You know, and that's a big difference.
Yeah, no doubt. I think what's shown true over the last few years is our football team is really talented. And like you said, you don't have to get lucky once or twice. And you look at it, five consecutive years of being really successful, really competitive. And like you said, it wasn't built for a quick fix. It wasn't built for one season. We're going on five consecutive years now of that being the case.
Awesome. We are visiting with Derek Hutcher. He's the director of player personnel for Iowa State football. Ryan Harklaw, our guest co-host tonight. Follow the Cyclone football team this December as they play in their fifth straight bowl game. To find out more information on official Iowa State bowl game travel packages, go to cyclonestravel.com. That's cyclonestravel.com. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Anything can happen when the Cyclones and Hawkeyes come to compete. It's where the rubber meets the road. Neighbors become rivals and friends become foes. Some go home brokenhearted, while others are victorious. When the dust finally settles, one thing stands true. No matter which side you're on, you're part of tradition for those who are Iowan through and through. We're Iowa Corn, a proud sponsor of the Iowa Corn Cy-Hawk Series. In Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa.
What's impressive about Pioneer's corn seed development? I'm here in York County, Nebraska. Off in the distance, about a quarter mile away, something is lit up. That's Boreas, one of Pioneer's mobile wind machines. Pioneer uses this machine to test its corn hybrids for standability. These tests are one of the reasons Pioneer has seen improved stalk strength and root scores year after year. Boreas, another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
Playing as a team like the Iowa State University football team, the 900 employees of Renewable Energy Group based in Ames, Iowa, play as a team with a focus on safety, integrity, humanity, and driving results. Renewable Energy Group was voted by the Des Moines Register as one of the top places to work in Iowa, and we're proud of our history of reducing emissions, creating jobs, and fueling communities.
Back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group, reducing emissions, creating jobs, fueling communities. Our guest co-host tonight is Ryan Harklaw. We have Derek Hutcher. He's the Director of Player Personnel for Cyclone Football, visiting with us tonight. And we were talking in the last segment about 16-1. That is Brock Purdy's record as the starting quarterback in Jack Trice Stadium. You talk about records that might never get touched. I hope it does. Yeah. But who could have predicted when Brock was on that day he committed to Iowa State out of Gilbert, Arizona, hey, that kid right there that you're looking at that table is going to go 16-1 on this field against all Big 12 opponents. What an incredible testament to him.
Yeah, he's really been incredible, and I think the most powerful thing about Brock is how good he is as a player. He's an even better person.
He is.
And he's been the same guy every single day, and he came to Iowa State on a mission. He really kind of hit it off with Coach Campbell, and they talked about the vision for what could be accomplished here and doing it together, and the two of them have really just been linked hand in hand the whole way through. And so certainly as an employee, I'm really thankful for Brock, but even as an Iowa State fan and someone who went to school here, I hope that everybody's got an immense sense of gratitude for him for what he did and how he represented Iowa State along the way. We could all learn a lot from Brock.
Oh, we could. I tell the story before on this show, but not, you might not have heard it, but the first time I interviewed Brock when he was a freshman, interviewed him down in the Hall of Fame, and got done, and I've got all this equipment, and I'm packing it up, and he waits for me, you know, and then helps me carry it out to my car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of kid he is, though. And I said, Brock, you don't have to do this, but he wanted to.
Yeah.
And it's just the kind of kid he is.
He's really humble. He's selfless. He really cares deeply about the people around him. And he's wanted to win for Iowa State and for the team. He's got an incredible sense of personal accomplishment for what he did here and those records, and the list goes on and on and on. But I think what Brock's most proud of is what the team's accomplished, and so certainly really, really thankful for him.
So when you look back at your history, so you've seen it done a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
You know, I think you started in 2014 or 15, is that correct?
Yeah, I was a graduate assistant in 2015.
And then when Coach Campbell came here in 16,
yep,
he hired you to full-time, is that correct?
Yep.
So what have you seen? Like, what – it's hard to win at this level, but Coach Campbell's been able to do it on a rebuild. That's the most impressive thing. Most times it takes 5 years, and then you get that bowl trip where you guys have done it the whole way. What have you seen to be the difference between the way it was done before and the way what you're seeing today to sustain success at this level?
Yeah, I think number one, it starts, like we kind of talked about, is unity. And there's a clear vision and a clear plan for how a football program should look on the field and off the field. And he's created a staff that has all on the same page in that sense, as well as a locker room. And then certainly it comes to belief. Coach Campbell never walked in here and said it's going to take 1 year or 2 year or 3 year. He believed we could be competitive and win immediately. And I think that showed, and that hasn't changed for 1 second. And so, yeah, what he's done is certainly remarkable, and the list goes on and on and on. And I think Iowa State, in every sense, as a university, as an athletics department, certainly as a football program, is immensely better today than we were when Coach Campbell got here. And I'm certainly grateful for that and grateful to have been a part of it.
One of the things I admire about him, and you would know this probably better than anybody, is that I don't think he ever really makes a decision about the football program without thinking, how is this going to impact our guys? Is this going to be a positive thing for our players?
Right.
And that's at the front of every decision he makes.
Every single decision, whether it's what he's looking for in a facility. Like I said, in recruiting, if our football team is not comfortable with someone who comes on an official visit, then we're not going to recruit that person. Or it's a coaching staff hire, or it's our schedule, whatever it may be, you're spot on. It all starts with the players, and everything's built around that.
It's amazing because he makes all of us better. You go to end, I go home at the end of work, and I'm like, oh, is that the best version of myself that I can be? You know, like, you start
it's
thinking.
It's not a bad goal, by the way.
It's not.
Yeah, people can say coach speak, but it's like, how many of us want to go around going, I think I'm just going to be 40% of my best version of myself today?
Right.
You know, I mean.
And it's not coach speak. You should strive for that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, no, you're right. It's not. I mean, you listen. If you actually pay attention to what he's saying, there's so much in there.
So in my office,
but you gotta listen.
Yeah, in my office, it says if you love the process will eventually love you back. It's on the wall. Like I didn't. Yeah. That's him, right? And if you listen to him, he makes everybody around here better in these facilities, in these buildings, and you. But he makes all of us better. You know, it's an unbelievable talent that he has the ability to touch people that he doesn't even know and make them better. And he doesn't even know he's impacting them along the way.
You're exactly right. And he's the same guy every single day. And win or lose, that's the same message. And after each and every game, it's, you know, okay, maybe we won, maybe we lost, whatever it is. But he's going to be the same guy the next day and continue to work to kind of continue to be the best version of ourselves as a program on the next day, whether that's an upcoming game, whether that's recruiting, or whether that's in the offseason with our kids. Like you said, it's not coach speak, and he embodies it. And I think that permeates, like you said, to our players, our coaches, and hopefully to all of Iowa State.
In the locker room at Oklahoma, sorry to jump,
no,
this is a great story. So Oklahoma, we're coming to the end of the half. the tunnels across the field from where the sidelines are, where I get to stand and watch the game. So I work my way to the tunnel, and we're going into field goal at worst, you know, maybe get a touchdown at the end of the half. Brock has the fumble. Oklahoma takes off, runs with back for a touchdown, and then we go into the half. I have the worst job in the stadium. I have to interview Coach Campbell. I want the way he approached that conversation and looked at me, and we had a quick conversation before we went on the air, did our interview. Then I go in the locker room and watch how he handles the locker room at halftime. It was unbelievable how he handled that locker room and was able to get the team back, not flustered. And what you saw the second half, what that team came out and did. And everything had to do with how he handled that scenario situation. He just got punched in the face. Everybody did. Every Cyclone got punched in the face. He went in the locker room. It wasn't screaming. It wasn't non-productive. It was one of the most productive halftime locker rooms I've ever been around.
And
it was unbelievable to watch him lead when he was truly put in the face of adversity in a tough part of a football game.
Yeah, and I think that's a great embodiment of who he is. And the foundation of what our program is built on doesn't change in good times or bad. And that's what's allowed us to have, you know, like you said, the sustainable success that we found.
Well, that's where I was going to go, because I think people would say, well, the goal is to be our best version of ourselves, or we're not going to. I think Matt often gets asked to put a label on a team halfway through the season. Is this season a success? Is this season a failure? Is it, you know, give me a label. Give me something I can hang on this. And he doesn't want to do that. He said last year, as you're in the process of going 8-1 and standing all alone atop the Big 12 conference standings, we're not going to be measured after week 6 or week 7. We'll be measured at the end.
Exactly right.
You know, and that message never changes.
And I think that's allowed our team to continue to get better throughout the season, every single season that we've played, which is ultimately what you want to do. And he talks about a lot, be playing your best football in November.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the case. Along the way, new attendance record this year, 60,700 plus the average for Iowa State football. And I could see that getting broken again next year with the excitement in the program right now. But that's a testament, too, because now you've been around for a while, Derek, but I'm telling you, like, when Hark was playing – I mean, seriously.
No. We won nine games, and there was 25,000 right, people out here.
Going back even a little further, okay, you know, 40,000, 45,000 was a good crowd. Mm-hmm. That was a good crowd, 45,000. And now you're averaging 60,700.
Yeah, it's certainly exciting, and we're grateful to our fans. They've made it truly one of the most difficult environments to play in college football, and I think that's another kind of example of all the growth, and whether it's the on-field success, it's the attendance, it's how our guys are doing academically, and certainly it's who our kids are. If you have an opportunity to talk to them, all of those things have continued to improve and get better, and like you said, it's not like there's one particular goal. It's, hey, let's just keep getting better and see where it goes.
Right, and you look at our program, and that's, I think, a lot of the reason a lot of people outside of our program, especially nationally, why do they not understand Iowa State? Well, some people, when you get recruited and you go into a university and you're standing on third when you get there, it's like you didn't hit a triple.
Right.
You came in at third base. And, look, I got recruited to those schools out of high school. I could have played at Nebraska. They were winning national championships. At the time, I chose to come to McCartney to try to build something. If you've never stood at home plate trying to make that first hit to get to first base,
right,
but you started at third base, you don't understand what he's saying and how you have to build something. And that's what I've appreciated. I've had to go to the state gym as my weight room and go on a concrete floor and do sit-ups and push-ups. And then you watch the Jacobson building get built because of Coach McCartney and what he was able to do at that time. Now you see a guy like Matt come in and do it this way, and you're watching it all over again, but even at a different level, where the players you guys are bringing in right now, I cannot state this enough. Go look at film right now at these kids coming here. Like, I am, it's unbelievable the things and the people we're able, we're not beating these lower level teams on recruiting anymore. We're beating the people we're competing with.
There's more and more guys thinking the way you were when you were being recruited.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the cool thing. Like, we're past first base now. We've rounded first. We're going to second. It's something cool. We understand it in here because we've been to home plate and understood what it took to get to second place. We weren't born on third base. We didn't walk in on third base. If I went to Nebraska at that time, oh, they're back to home plate, but they weren't born at third base.
They're in the deck circle.
Yeah, exactly. So, I hope we don't play them anymore, but just give them some bulletin board material. But does that make sense? I think that's where people nationally don't understand what he's done here is – he had to come in here and completely revamp everything. The facilities, just no different than Coach McCarney did. He had to find leaders. He had to find coaches like yourselves that believed in what he was going to do. And that's what's amazing about where this place is at right now.
Yeah, he like you said, he started from square one. And I think what's been most enjoyable is throughout the entire process, it hasn't been, like I said, shortcutted. It's been built for the long haul. And at the same time, like you said, it hasn't been built for, hey, let's just try to accomplish this or that. Rather, it's that mindset of let's see how far we can take it. And like recruiting, you know, some people maybe never thought you'd have the opportunity to recruit those types of kids. And we've gotten to the point now, if there's a kid who fits what Coach Campbell's looking for and we feel like would be a good fit for our locker room and our culture, we feel like we have an opportunity to go recruit that kid. So it certainly bleeds over into every single area of the football program, following his lead of showing, like, there is no kind of limit on what we can accomplish here as long as we continue to stay aligned to his vision and continue to push forward, because there always is something else out there.
It's awesome. It's just like we talked about with going into Norman. You know, it's the same thing. We're not going to sell ourselves short. Cyclone fans, stop by Size Locker Room to gear up for game day. Size Locker Room is the official store of Iowa State Athletics. We're visiting with Derek Hudger. He's the director of player personnel for Cyclone football. Ryan Harklaw, our guest co-host. And we will come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle. Like the Ford F-150, completely rebuilt from the ground up to be smarter and tougher than ever. Or the Ford Bronco Sport, with a legacy that can't be broken. The entire Bronco family is designed, engineered, and built for adventure. Plus, Ford's complete lineup of SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Go to buyfordnow.com or contact your local Northland Ford dealer for exclusive offers on the perfect Ford for you. Sales come based on calendar year sales.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
Tournament Club of Iowa, designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer. TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all levels and is now managed by Kaler Golf. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a unique setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
The name on the mailbox may say Smith, Myers, Baumgartner, or Johnson, but when you choose to plant with Rob Seco, it includes your name too, making you a stockholder in a company that's invested in you. With the simplicity that makes us easy to do business with, relationships that bring more to the table, the technology, traits, and genetics that take on local conditions, and people with the know-how to use it. At Rob Seco, the only stockholder we listen to is you.
Your premier Chevy dealers, proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclone football, and proud to be a part of Team Chevy, the number one selling brand in Iowa for the past 10 years. Thanks to a talented lineup that includes versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like Silverado. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find exciting offers and a dealer near you. Based on IHS Market CYE 2010 to 2020, new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
The Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University, playing for a cleaner, more sustainable community together. Our guest co-host tonight is Ryan Harklaw. Our guest is Derek Hudger, Director of Player Personnel for Cyclone Football. We need to pause for 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Cyclone Network from Learfield. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers is proud to sponsor Cyclone Athletics, helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, find sites for new barns, exceed environmental rules, and enhance neighbor relations, all at no charge. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. Derek, we were talking just a little bit in the break about kind of looking ahead at some of these guys that we know are coming back. And, man, right at the top, you got to think about a kid like Hunter Deckers. And what a special kid you brought into this program, a really great all-around athlete who you can see it when he's out there how special he can be.
Yeah, Hunter's an awesome kid, first and foremost, which is going to give us an opportunity, obviously. And he's a really good talent. He's a very competitive kid. And I think we've all seen that he's got a special ability to play quarterback as well in the few opportunities he's had over the last 2 years. So we're really excited about him and obviously a lot of people surrounding him. But really excited to kind of see where his career goes for sure.
That's great. And then you look in the backfield, so we're most likely going to lose Brees, but you're looking at Jirell Brock, who at the time when they brought him in, who was going to be the guy,
right?
You know, and Brees ended up winning that. Well, we still have eligibility out of Jirell, which I think he's going to be a great running back. Eli Sanders is a great pickup. And then Deion Silas has been exciting to watch run, obviously, as well. So yeah, the backfield still has a ton of well, a little bit of experience, obviously, but a ton of talent back there right now, too.
For sure. And Jirell, certainly it was great to see him on Friday have an opportunity to break a big one. And he's a really talented big back who simply was kind of behind the best running back in all of college football. And then, like you said, Deion and Eli coming in our last recruiting class, those are two guys who are really different from one another, yet they're both really explosive and have had an opportunities. They each played in four games this fall and have each done a great job throughout practice and all the way back to fall camp. So yeah, like you said, you're losing the best tailback in all of the country, but you're really excited about the guys coming behind them for sure.
Well, Kinney backed him up too. By the way, Kinney was a backup and he just returned two kickoffs already this year. So that's pretty good company back there.
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the four games, so those guys maintain their year of eligibility.
Exactly right. Yeah, so they got great. A little bit of experience while also maintaining that redshirt year, which is good for them and for us.
What about the tight end position? Because I think that's where people are really curious, since two of the best to ever play the position at Iowa State University, maybe the two best,
right,
are both graduating.
Yeah, I would agree, the two best. And so that's certainly a huge challenge anytime, whether it's Brock or Brees or those two guys, when the best in the history of the school is leaving. That's obviously a great challenge. But as we go back to kind of how this has been built, you've got Easton Dean waiting in the wings, who's a really talented player. You have Jared Russ, who's playing a lot of football this year and is one of the best and most favorite players on the football team. And then Deshaun Hanukkah has had an opportunity to play on special teams and a little bit of offense, as well as Tyler Moore, who hasn't had that opportunity this year, but man, he's had a great fall and back to fall camp as well. So you've got a lot of guys who maybe don't have as much experience, but certainly have a lot of talent and ability to continue to play the same type of football we have played.
Then you go to the offensive line. We are losing some guys there that have been pretty impactful, obviously, offensively. Yeah. But you're looking at – so Jared is out on the outside. Hufford, I thought he was really good this year. At times, he's really physical. Like, right, at point of attack, he's really physical, does a really nice job. Remsburg's coming back, who has starting experience. Yep. He was dinged up, obviously, a lot of this year, but hopefully he'll be healthy next year. And then Simmons is going to be back at right guard as well.
So, and Downing.
And Trevor Downing.
Trevor Downing, absolutely. Yeah. So what do you see next year at the offensive line? Because I know there's some guys coming up through that room right now that could be really talented as well.
For sure. Certainly those four you mentioned, and Jared is a great kind of reflection of what's happening right now. And we returned a lot of really talented players, and yet these young guys were creating competition and earning opportunities. And on top of those four, you think about Tyler Miller and Grant Triber and some of these other guys who have a lot of talent and opportunity to continue to build depth and put the best five out there on the field. So, yeah, we're really excited about that group for sure.
All right, last offensive position we got to ask you about is wide receiver, because Luzinex is huge. I mean, he had, obviously, by setting the record for single-season receptions, a brilliant senior season and junior season. That's a big hit. So what about that room?
Yeah, for sure. Xavier is a tremendous player and an even better person as well. So that's not easy to replace at all. And, again, kind of like Hufford, you saw Jalen Noll kind of come in and compete and earn a spot, even over some people that maybe had played a little bit, which is really exciting. He's a guy that certainly is the type of player and person that can be built around moving forward. And Daniel Jackson's a kid who's really talented, Jude, who's played a little bit. Easy Anderson's been on the field, and Darian Porter. So there's a lot of guys that maybe haven't been featured in the offense previously, and it's hard to be featured in that offense when you have Breece Hall and Charlie Cole and Xavier Hutchinson. So those guys maybe haven't had their opportunity, but they're certainly capable.
Awesome. So let's hit the defense.
Yeah, let's do this. This is the good part, right? So let's start at the front where it starts. Obviously, the defensive line, I thought, obviously, Ennie had an amazing year. Yeah. That guy made himself a lot of money by coming back.
For sure.
I don't know where he's going, but he's going earlier than he would have. But then you look at Zach Peterson, who could come back. He celebrated his senior year. I don't know what his plans are, but he could play in the NFL too.
Right.
So, or he could go big, be a farmer. I mean, that's the kind of kid he is. But Isaiah Lee is back. And I thought he finished the year amazing. Like, he was playing such good football.
Absolutely.
He spiked the quarterback on Friday night.
Right.
But the way he was playing throughout the second half of that year is unbelievable. But then you're starting to see some younger guys in that room as well starting to develop. So what do you see at the defensive line front to replace a Will McDonald, and possibly a Zach Peterson?
We'll wait to see on Will.
Yes. Okay, yeah,
he's
that's
only,
true.
So, yeah. But, yeah, like you said, Isaiah Lee, I think, had as good of a end of the season as anybody. And J.R. Singleton, who played a lot early and kind of got dinged up there in the middle and came back. Those are two certainly guys in the middle that you're really excited about. And then towards the end of the year, Blake Peterson showed up a lot. There's two freshmen, Tyler Onyedum and Jaden Gray, who played a little bit and were able to maintain their redshirt years as well. So that's a group, again, that's got a lot of experience leaving, but a lot of talent behind them that will have to have a great offseason naturally to develop and be ready to roll next fall. But we're confident in their ability.
Losing all three starting linebackers.
Yeah.
So that's the next question. But the good thing is you have some really good guys behind them that do have experience.
For sure. And I think that's kind of one of the great things about our defense is they play a lot of guys. So Gary Vaughn has started games and he's played in even more games. And Eric Horn has started a game at West Virginia and played a lot of snaps. Kendall Jackson got some snaps this fall. There's three freshmen who redshirted this year who are going to have opportunities to develop. So that's certainly a challenge anytime you lose three multi-year starters like that. But there's guys who have been kind of waiting their time and are ready to step up and lead there.
Then you look on the back end, Bo Freeler, I thought he's a ton of fun to watch play. And I think he's going to really develop into something special. Craig McDonald, I think, played a ton and did a lot of really good things as well for us on Saturdays. And then at the corner, we had Miles Purchase. He was a guy that came around the end of the year where he was locking up at Oklahoma and didn't blink at all. I thought he played really well down there too. So, and then TJ Tampa, who is a huge prospect for us out there as well. So what do you see on the outside and in the back of that? Because Ashim Young's coming back, thank goodness. But what else do you see back there for the future for Iowa State?
I think the names you said are spot on. And obviously it's really excited that Bo and Miles and Craig, those three guys as freshmen all came on and earned the opportunity to play on that defense. And you're really excited for them and Isheem to continue. And like you said, TJ Tampa's played a lot of football. Tavon Kyle has played a lot of football here as well. And then Kamani King was a guy that played really well all year. And then you got somebody like Malik Verdone, who nobody knows who he is yet. But he's a really talented guy.
Yeah,
so
they will. Huge.
I think, again, that's another spot that you're losing some veterans, but maybe even more there than linebacker. You've got a lot of players who have played before and are ready, and a lot of those guys are versatile as well in how they fit by the time you get to next fall. May not be what you think it is right now, but there's certainly pieces that can help you to continue to play good defense.
You're one of your responsibilities is you're kind of in charge of Iowa State's walk-on program. Yeah. Tell us what goes into that. I mean, is there a number of guys that you're striving to bring in as walk-ons each year? If so, approximately what number would that be? And then what kind of kids are you looking for?
Yeah, so we've got a certain amount that we're kind of aiming to have on our roster. And so that number fluctuates annually based on kind of how many are available. Usually it's kind of between the 8 to 12 range. And
talking preferred walk-ons.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yep.
And I think what we're looking for is much the same as scholarship is – you're trying to find the most talented guys you can who would be interested in that path, who also embody attitude, effort, and toughness. And regardless of position, I think all the way across the board over the last 5 years and 6 years, we've had guys come in, and whether it's on special teams or offensive line or defensive line or quarterback or wherever it may be, those guys have come in and really helped us in a lot of spots to win games. And Jared Russ is the first guy I think of right now. He's truly the best fullback in the Big 12, and he came in that role. So it's something that's really important to us. It's been important to Coach Campbell from day one, and will continue to be.
So going back, I mean, maybe even since your time at Iowa State, or even whatever. Just what's your favorite walk-on to success story?
I mean, the Kyle Kemp one is certainly hard to top because he was the starting quarterback. And Jared Russ is really exciting just because he's had such a good year. Rory Walling comes to the top of that list as well because of what he means to our locker room and how many different ways he affects the game. Even back to early on, Brian Shetta is a guy that a lot of people probably don't know who was probably ready to move on from football. And Coach Campbell came in and simply said, like, the best five are going to play, and if you earn one of those spots, then it's going to be you, regardless of what the last 4 years was. And sure enough, he earned the opportunity to start. So the list goes on and on, but those are some of the first ones that come to mind.
That's a great program.
It is. And you look at, like, the state of Iowa. We talk about this a lot, and I think Iowa high school football is in a good place right now. You look at the talent that's across the state. I think a good barometer of that is right now NAIA. When you look at mostly Iowa kids, you've got Morningside left, you've got Northwestern left, and you've got Grandview left. Three of the four final four are Iowa schools. And if you look at going back to when I played, Jordan Karstens was a freshman and I was a senior. He's my backup and became a lot better player than I ever became. Went to the Carolina Panthers and had a great career. But you can find those diamonds in the rough right around here. North Dakota State's done the same thing. So how do you recruit against those programs that are able to possibly give them some money, with you and I, where they might have to be a walk-on here? How do you try to separate yourselves from those schools?
Yeah, for sure. And I think every kid's looking for a little bit different. Jared Russ, for example, had opportunities to take FCS scholarships. And I think if you want to challenge yourself and you want to play in the Big 12 and you want to play at the highest level of football, that's kind of something you either do or don't want to do. And we've got an opportunity even financially. There's different ways of resources and access that walk-ons are able to have by NCAA rules at this level that can kind of help bridge that gap. And certainly that's a unique decision to every family about whether they want to take that scholarship or they want to come and kind of challenge yourself at this level. And you just work through it and try to your best to give them all the information that you can give them on both sides of it and allow them to weigh both options and make their best decision. But that's certainly what you're looking for, is to get guys that might be targeted at that level to come join us.
And I'm guessing there's been a few guys through the years that certainly have had offers, as you mentioned, to go other places, but have said, man, I have always wanted to be an Iowa State Cyclone. That was my team. I grew up cheering for them. And I'm willing to bet on myself that I can go there and eventually end up on a scholarship.
Right, and I'm glad you asked that, because I got to circle back to one of my favorite walk-ons is Derek Schweiger.
It doesn't get much better than that.
That's exactly what Schweigs did. He kind of reached out to us, and his brother had gone to school at Iowa State, and he had an opportunity to go play at a really good Division III school, and he said, I want to play at the best level I can. And truly, he kind of recruited Iowa State more than Iowa State recruited him. And so those guys, when you kind of dreamt of playing either at this school or at this level, it certainly means a lot more. And that's a guy who's embodied that. It's meant something to him personal every day to be able to wear the Iowa State jersey.
He's an All-Big 12 player to boot. So that's turned out pretty great.
How about grad transfers? So that's kind of becoming, Fred Hoiberg opened that thing up to everybody in college sports. How do we look at that? I mean, we've dabbled in it, obviously. Yeah. We had a few years ago a receiver at Arkansas.
Right.
Yeah. But what are we looking for in the future? Do you feel like that's still like, is there someone focused on that transfer portal?
Yeah, for sure. We've got a great eye on the transfer portal, especially right now. This is kind of when it's all heating up now that the season's ended. And it's not even just grad transfer now. It's everybody can transfer one time and be immediately eligible. So that's something that you certainly have to manage. And we have a plan of specific spots that we're looking for guys in that realm at. And I think what's really important to us is the first thing Coach Campbell's going to do, going to make sure we do not do, is ever put our culture at risk. So the first decision you have to make with a grad transfer is, number one, are they good enough? And number two, do they fit who we are? And that's never going to be the priority in our program as far as the transfer market. That's always going to be something that helps us. But we always want to be built through the high school ranks, and that's kind of our foundation. And then beyond that, you kind of got to take the best players you can and be willing to do it a lot of different routes, whether it's transfers or grad transfers, junior college or walk-on, like you're saying.
Derek, thanks so much for taking time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with wherever the bowl game ends up being, but we wish you well.
Thank you.
All right. Derek Hoodger, our guest tonight. He's the director of player personnel for Cyclone football. Jamie Pollard will be along next. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
When did business insurance become one size fits all? At EMC Insurance Companies, we've known for more than 100 years that businesses have unique needs. It's why from coast to coast, we provide insurance packages that are designed and tailored specifically for nearly 500 different types of businesses. Add our expert loss control and quick claim services, and you can see why customers count on EMC to help protect what they've built. Find an EMC agent near you at emcins.com.
Anything can happen when the Cyclones and Hawkeyes come to compete. It's where the rubber meets the road. Neighbors become rivals and friends become foes. Some go home brokenhearted, while others are victorious. When the dust finally settles, one thing stands true. No matter which side you're on, you're part of tradition for those who are Iowan through and through. We're Iowa Corn, a proud sponsor of the Iowa Corn Cy-Hawk Series. In Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa.
Providing food, feed, and fuel for the world is a tough job. Making a profit is even tougher. Sukup Manufacturing has a solution. Store now, profit later. Storing your grain in a Sukup bin is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. Sukup offers a full line of bins to fit your specific needs, and with over 80 patents, it's easy to see why Sukup is the world's fastest growing grain bin company. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
What's impressive about Pioneer's product development? This is the Germplasm Library on the Johnston, Iowa campus. There are racks of corn and soybean seeds going back to 1926. This is where it all begins. The depth and breadth of Pioneer germplasm, combined with the vast knowledge of Pioneer breeders who have worked with these genetic lines for years. The Germplasm Library. Another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Iowa State University is living Cardinal Gold and Green. The cooking oil that is used at Jack Trice Stadium and the dining halls throughout the campus is recycled at Renewable Energy Group's biorefineries in Newton and Mason City, Iowa, to produce renewable fuel. Iowa State University uses the renewable fuel on campus to power their vehicles and equipment. Together, we're creating a cleaner, more sustainable campus.
Cyclone Coach's Corner, from Iowa Farm Fields to Jack Trice Stadium Renewable Energy Group, has a play in supporting agriculture and creating a cleaner, more sustainable environment. Our thanks to Derek Hudger, Director of Player Personnel for Cyclone Football, for joining us. And Ryan Harklaw is our guest co-host. And right now we are joined by Jamie Pollard. And Jamie, what an amazing weekend for Iowa State Athletics. Hard to top this past weekend.
There was a lot of really good things. Friday, got us off to an awesome start.
Yeah.
Beautiful day for a Friday in November.
Yeah.
Great way to send the seniors out. Then, you know, if that wasn't enough, going home and watching basketball was extremely exciting. And then what the women's basketball team did over the weekend, and then volleyball getting into the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, all
wrestling.
Good.
Wrestling.
Yeah. Well, how can I forget? I spent 4.5 hours of Saturday. I can't get back watching 2 wrestling matches, right? So all's good. And then they wrestled Sunday, but one day was enough for me.
Yeah, you had put in your time, I think, over the course of the weekend. But it's always fun when everything clicks and comes together. And I think one of the big ones, though, is getting volleyball back into the NCAA tournament. Admittedly, they were right on the bubble. It was, you're a little sweaty-palmed, hoping they're going to get in there, but they made it.
You know what? At the end of the day, if you're on the right side of the bubble, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Right? So
yeah.
14 of the last 17 years, pretty darn good run.
Incredible run for
yep.
Christy Johnson Lynch. And what a model of sustained success.
Yes.
You said it. I mean, 14 of 17 years to reach the NCAA tournament at a place that I often remind people, Iowa State's conference record before she arrived was 13-167.
Right. Think of that. She's been to more NCAA tournaments than this program had won games
in the Big 12
before she got here.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Yeah.
That's a mind-boggling stat.
And they're going to a place where I think they could be very competitive.
Hilton North.
And, yeah, have a great chance. I know the tickets are for sale, and they're going to go up and play Stanford and then perhaps Minnesota if they win. And
right.
You know, go let it loose and see. Now they're healthy and ready to roll.
Right. Now, that's, you know, that was their goal at the end of the beginning of the year, is to get to the NCAAs. They got there. They're going to a familiar place, easy road trip. Stanford, you know, is a great volleyball tradition. Has had kind of a they've switched coaches, yep. Had a little bit of a bizarre year in the sense of some huge wins, but also some, like,
mind-boggling.
There's the word. I was trying to think of what the word was. Mind-boggling losses. So yeah. Let's hope they have a little mind-boggling activity on Friday.
So what we talked earlier, a lot of these shows, like the attendance out here.
Yes, 60,703. But who's counting?
Who's counting?
Yeah.
Where are we going? Where does this go from here? So what's the stadium hold officially?
What is 61.5.
Where do we go?
61.5.
There you go.
You know, so hey, scarcity is a great motivator.
It is.
And so you know, we had 4 sellouts. We had 5 crowds over 60,000. Obviously the TCU game being on Thanksgiving weekend is always a little bit of a challenge.
Sure.
But I didn't see the final number, but it had to be, for us to average 60,703, I think it had to be 57 high or maybe 58.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
But geez, I mean, come on. I mean, there was a day 58 would have been the record.
Right.
So, because, yeah. You know, until the stadium got expanded, I mean, that's how the capacity went up to 61.5. So, and it's a true 61.5. I mean, we stopped years ago. I know when I got here, and I can't remember what the record was, but it was always this eyeball test of, well, okay, you know, everybody goes, well, just add 3 more to it so we set a record, because we've got to set a record, right? Mm-hmm. So we ended that and just said, hey, capacity is 61.5. You know, there's games that we have more than 61.5 tickets out, but we just call it a day at 61.5. You know, we're done playing that game. And we said, you know, wouldn't it be great to have a string of sellouts, right? So this year, you know, we did get 4 of them, which was really neat. So the answer to your question, be awesome to have a year where we 61.5. That's just what our average is. We were sold out every single game.
Yeah.
So,
and they've seen 16-1 the last 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah, they've seen some winning football.
They've seen some winning football, right?
Yep.
And they're seeing all this go up, and you're seeing the Trice logo become an unbelievable brand, by the way, for this football program. And I think it's helped recruiting. But I just, what is next? Like, where do you see the expansion coming with the football program? This is kind of our wrap-up show to the football season. Where is next?
Well, I mean, next, you know, you could answer next multiple ways. First, you know, and I would, you know, I hate dipping down into answering that question from a football standpoint, because I just don't think that's, you know, that's not where my knowledge base is. But from a 50,000 foot, the question would be, okay, how do you now reduplicate what you just came through with this great senior class, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you repopulate and continue that success? But that's not a Jamie Pollard question. That's really a football, you know, ops and what they do. You know, from my standpoint as well, what do we continue to do to, you know, we've done a really good job on two fronts. Number one, and we've certainly invested a ton of money in facilities. But what most people don't see, which we see, is, you know, my first year here, we were spending about $500,000 a year on facility renewal, mm-hmm. you know, which isn't new facilities. That's not debt service. It's just what you're putting into maintaining what you have, which in the scope of our operation is peanuts. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're now averaging almost $8 to $9 million a year in football facility renewal, right? And that's where I see us continuing to, you know, operate. So, for example, you know, what's starting is this field's getting ripped out and the new turf's going in. The Johnny Majors field is getting reconfigured in a way that it's getting widened to the east and the west. And we'll have 3 fields, including putting in an artificial field. So those are the things, but that, you know, that's kind of what I'd call facility renewal, because we're taking what we've done and we're just kind of reinvesting it to make sure we don't let what we have kind of taper off. Right. You got to keep it fresh. You know, we're going through the football portion of the building. So not the sports performance center, but the, you know, the, there's the middle building and then there's the indoor facility. And, you know, you've got to go through and refresh all signage. You know, you just got to keep things contemporary. And so there's a lot of that happening. I know a big part for Coach Campbell is the mentorship program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are we really doing in that space? You know, and so I think one of the things in the offseason will be hiring somebody at a really high level, similar to, you know, what J.J. Moses does for the Texans, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And somebody at that level that's going to really help with our student athletes.
Awesome. That. That'll be great.
Absolutely.
And it's one of the great programs that football has going, the mentorship.
Right.
As you would know, Hark, mm-hmm. is a big member of that. All season long, Pivot Bio is sponsoring First Downs for Farmers, donating $25 to the Iowa State College of Agriculture for each Cyclone First Down. And the Cyclones currently have 266 First Downs. That's a total donation of $6,650. Turn to a better nitrogen. Turn to Pivot Bio. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
From Iowa farm fields to Jack Trice Stadium, Renewable Energy Group has a play. Iowa farmers produce nearly 3 billion bushels of corn and soybeans annually. Renewable Energy Group uses the oils extracted from corn and soybeans to produce renewable fuels that is used by the turf management team at Jack Trice Stadium and farmers across Iowa. Renewable Energy Group, it doesn't matter the field. We have a play in creating a cleaner, more sustainable environment.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
Every day you use energy to power your life, to wake up, to stay connected.
Hi, this is John. Oh, hey.
To feed your loved ones.
Dinner!
You don't even have to think about it, because at MidAmerican Energy, we do. We work hard to bring you energy you can count on every day, because the most important thing we put our energy into is you. We're MidAmerican Energy, and we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
What's impressive about Pioneer's product development? I'm inside one of the server rooms in Johnston, Iowa, and that low hum is coming from the 125 billion data points that help Pioneer narrow down the hundreds of thousands of new genetic lines to the less than 100th of 1% of contenders that eventually make it into a Pioneer bag. The server room, another place that makes Pioneer Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate digital agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Iowa State University is living Cardinal Gold and Green through their partnership with Renewable Energy Group and bringing clean fuel solutions to campus. Jamie Pollard, our guest. Ryan Harklaw, our guest co-host tonight. And another football question for you, Jamie. We're going to get to men's basketball in a little bit, but the bowl possibilities, the win really helped, obviously. And then, you know, Kansas State got beat, and so you start – being able to narrow your focus a little bit more, I think, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, it. Coach Campbell and I had a great talk about that last night, because I needed to be armed this week with, you know, what his preferences would be. You know, it would appear that the Big 12 is in line to get two in.
You would think into the New Year's Six.
In some way, somehow, we should get two up because we should have two still in the top 12. So that would assume then, let's just assume that's Baylor and Oklahoma State. So Oklahoma is going to go to the Alamo Bowl. And then that puts, you know, again, the Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando, the Texan Bowl in Houston, and the Liberty Bowl in Memphis is kind of the three. You know, and you know, from a football coach's standpoint, you know, your first question is, well, who are we going to play, right? And so you start to do the speculation on what the matchups could possibly be. You know, in the Cheez-It Bowl, it would look like it's Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, or Clemson.
Maybe North Carolina State.
And possibly. Maybe North Carolina State, yeah. The Houston Bowl, you know, from everything I could see, looks like it'd be like a Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Liberty Bowl would be an SEC team below that. Mm-hmm. But the SEC has this ability. They don't slot them. They place them based on what they want from their conference. So, you know, we certainly have earned the right to be in Orlando. But at the same time, two or whenever it was, last time we went to Orlando, Oklahoma State earned the right. Mm-hmm. And Orlando took us over them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were all excited that they did that. Oklahoma State wasn't. And I get it. Right. And so, you know, I don't want to be a hypocrite and say, well, they better take us because we earned the right. I get it. You know, and so K-State is somebody that they obviously could look at and say they'd take K-State over Iowa State. We're going to try to lobby to be the team because we did earn it, but we get it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and then I had wondered with Coach where he was on Houston, because it is a January 4th game, so that's, you know, a little different mm-hmm. for layoff. But he actually embraced that because he thought he could send the kids home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Be the first time in 4 years that we got to send them home for Christmas and then bring them back after it to get ready for the bowl game.
So
that was something that, you know, I needed to hear from him. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if he didn't want that, then, you know, you got to try to negotiate. You know, you got to play yourself down, which is weird, but that's what we do. Yeah. So I think it'll be one of those two places now, quite frankly, either Orlando or Houston.
Yeah.
I'll know a little bit more this week when we have our next Big 12 bowl call.
Yeah, I think they look at matchups too. What kind of TV are they going to get with it? If it's an Iowa State versus a Clemson, right, or something like that. Or, you know, we have a lot of players that are going to go play on Sundays on our team. And I think that people want to see that on TV. And if you put two teams on the field, let's put the best game together. And that's the cool thing about the bowl season is you can put some really good football games together right now where some teams – and this is what I love about the bowl. I am not a playoff fan at all. I don't like it. I don't like what it stands for. I don't like what it's going to do to the sport. I like this, where maybe a team like a Clemson isn't in the Final Four, but now an Iowa State who didn't get to the Final Four either could match up and pop. And that's not going to happen. I don't know who the matchup's going to be, but that's how we ended up with Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you have the playoff system, it blows the whole thing apart. And sometimes I think we got to be careful what we wish for. Like these 16 teams, they walk in and here's your teams they're going to play, you know, for the national championship, and here's everybody else. And by game 8 and 9 of the regular season, teams stop showing up. They're already trying to work to the next part of it. So I'd love to see what's going to happen, obviously, in this bowl selection. But I think we have a good shot at getting a good selection just because of what this team is.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think more and more, you know, one of the other challenges is going to be who's going to play and who's not. We've never been in that spot before. You know, we potentially could be in that spot. You know, that we could have some of the young men decide they're not going to play, you know, and I think that, you know, we haven't crossed that bridge yet. I think right now all the seniors would indicate they want to play, but I think some of that will depend upon matchups and where we're at, right? And I totally get that.
Sure.
Right? You know, and then, you know, there's just, as you said off air, there's just chaos everywhere in this industry right now. Like, who would have thought OU would be coachless, you know, for their bowl selection? And, you know, and so there's just, you know, a lot of situations that are out there, and all those, you know, who's still going to be coaching at certain places, and how does that impact bowl selections across the country?
So it sounds like you and Coach have been together when you said you're talking about the bowl games. How have those conversations gone with Coach Campbell so far since the last game here against TCU?
Good. You know, Coach and I have a great relationship and you know, talk about, you know, the, you know, he, let's face it. If he's not on people's list, then someone's not doing their job, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. But you know, I think what I just don't know. I guess it'll never change, but you know, your actions speak louder than your words, right? And you know, I say we've got some unicorns here, but from Bill Fenley to TJ to myself to Coach Campbell, you know, that have chosen to maybe swim upstream in comparison to the rest of our peers in our industry. And but people just want to always just assume that you're going to chase money.
Right.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean any one of those people I've just mentioned is going to be here for life. Maybe Coach Fenley, because he's already proven he's here for life. Although I'd argue at 17 years, I'm pretty darn close myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, nothing's forever. And I know, and that's what I always talk to Matt about is, you know, who am I or anybody else to decide what's right for Matt Campbell and his family?
Right.
Right? That's his call and his call only.
100%.
Right? But all of us want to, you know, opine about it, and we have all these platforms for people to opine. And then, you know, rumor mills start, and, you know, you just, you know, then people go, well, let's shut it down, the rumor mill. Well, once you shut down one, then you got to shut down all. You know, and that just gets you into a game of, do you really want to play that game, right?
Right.
You know, and so it's so easy when you're not a public, you know, person, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what Coach Campbell has to do, what I, you know, any of us, we operate our lives personally and professionally in the public domain.
Right.
And unless you've ever done that, you have no earthly idea how challenging that is.
That's a great point.
You know, so I think for Coach Campbell, he is a very private person. He does, you know, he is who he is, but the rest of the world is trying to tell him that he shouldn't be who he is. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that does not mean he'll never leave here, right? There could, something could come open that just is, you know, the right fit for the right reason. And if that's what he wants to do, we should be ecstatic, because he's delivered and some at Iowa State.
Leave it better than you found it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But until he's here, you know, let's give the man the benefit of the doubt that...
Well, he is the second longest tenured coach in the Big 12 Conference.
Right. But I mean,
his actions have spoken louder than words.
But you don't feel that, right? Because everybody wants to assume, you know, and so it's just, it's interesting. And, you know, it's like rapid fire. I mean, like, who saw Lincoln Riley doing what he was doing, right?
Right.
You know, now, you know, we can all sit back and have fun with that because, you know, what OU and Texas did to our league. But I always say, be a little careful throwing stones, because all of us live in glass houses.
That's for
so,
sure.
But yeah, I would be lying if I didn't say in the last 24 hours I haven't had a little bit of joy there, of just going, how ironic, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
It's such a crazy time. What's hard for me is a year ago, some of these same programs a year ago, we coming through COVID, no fans, no TV revenue, like, oh my God, we're not going to be able to make it. A year later, they're offering $20 million to buy somebody else's contract,
right.
Another $10 million here.
Our industry is so broken, it isn't even funny.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, I should be a lawyer for student athletes, because we are the stupidest people on earth, how we do what we do, and then we turn around and try to, like, have moral high ground.
Right.
You know,
You know who has more? So Coach Campbell has moral high ground. That's the greatest, and that's the fans, like, right? He gets to choose. It's his life, his family, his career. He's committed here. And this isn't the first year that we've taken calls, but we were able to walk through that talk of that moral high ground thing. When we went through the transition from Big 12, Coach Campbell having this place where TV revenues are great, when the Big 12 is going from losing two programs, you felt like a little bit of a place of more power than sitting in a school somewhere going 3-9. Or now, where you're saying Oklahoma, they're sitting no head coach, going to another conference. We talked about this last week. Good luck. That's, I don't care who
kids
you are.
Kids transferring left and right, because there's no, the transfer portal is wide open.
Yep, they just buried Oklahoma. That just really did. I don't know how they're going to pull out of that downward spiral. Well,
so here's an analogy that, you know, I've talked about in the last 24 hours is, you know, Oklahoma is a microcosm of what some coaches have been doing, which is they chase the money, and then they found out really quickly that chasing the money wasn't, you know, Dan Mullen, right? I mean, three straight New Year's Six Bowls and 1-7-5 season and you're out. Mm-hmm. Don't think for a second that Coach Campbell, you know, doesn't notice that, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so you know, what we talk about is, heck, come on, let's call it like it is. Everybody would like to make more money. I don't know anybody in this world that would say, no, I don't want to make that money, right? But grounded people can go, well, not if it comes with that, you know? And so let's call it like it is. You know, all the people I just mentioned, we make more than we probably should. But if you compared us to our peers, we don't even come close to what our peers are making, right? But that's okay, because none of us are going to go to the poorhouse. You know, we're doing just fine. But there's something at Iowa State that I talk about all the time, which is, you know, you're in control. I tell that to Coach Campbell and say, okay, we went 7-5 this year. You know what's different about being 7-5 at Iowa State versus being 7-5 somewhere else is you don't have any board of regents. You don't have a president, you don't have an AD, and you don't have any donors telling you you have to switch coaches on your staff.
Right.
Or you're fired, okay? Yeah. You know, we let them wear black, okay? You know, try wearing black at USC.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so there's some things that go into still being paid a lot of money.
Sure.
But, you know, you can't say, Matt's only making this compared to what he could make there. Well, yeah, you could take that, but it comes with a whole set of other factors.
And if it was just about money, we couldn't compete.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but this place is special.
It's not just about money.
Because you look at USC's homecoming game, what'd they have there? 40,000 fans, 30,000 fans? Like, it's a half-empty stadium.
Guys, it's
like,
the tax rate in California is 60%. I mean, we talked about this weekend, Matt and I. So you could... If you got to go there and it takes you 100 hours a week, okay, to do the job, how do you feel if you're only getting paid for 40 of those 100 hours? Because that's what it is. And all your staff all the way down the line are only going to get paid for 40 of those 100 hours, because the state of California and the federal government and the whatever municipality that's taking this excise tax and whatever other liberal thing they're doing in California is taking the other 60%, right? You know, and so... But they don't always think about that, right? Yeah.
Well, this is fascinating, and it could go on. But we're going to owe it to our sponsors to get in our break. So throughout the Iowa Corn Cy-Hawk Series, Iowa Corn promotes values that are uniquely Iowan. On behalf of Iowa's corn farmers, we salute all fans and athletes for their hard work and determination, both on and off the field. Just like our athletes, our state leads the nation in corn and ethanol production. Follow Iowa Corn on Facebook to learn how corn grows Iowa. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield.
Your premier Chevy dealers, proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclone football, and proud to be a part of Team Chevy, the number one selling brand in Iowa for the past 10 years. Thanks to a talented lineup that includes versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like Silverado. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find exciting offers and a dealer near you. Based on IHS Market CYE 2010 to 2020, new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Playing as a team like the Iowa State University football team, the 900 employees of Renewable Energy Group, based in Ames, Iowa, play as a team with a focus on safety, integrity, humanity, and driving results. Renewable Energy Group was voted by the Des Moines Register as one of the top places to work in Iowa, and we're proud of our history of reducing emissions, creating jobs, and fueling communities.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate digital agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready.
Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
If you thought starting a business took courage, imagine starting over after a fire, damaging storms, or a cyber attack. When disaster strikes, business owners count on EMC for fast, experienced claim service. Our countrywide network of local offices ensures we're always ready to answer the call, investigate every claim, explain what's covered, and process payments as quickly as possible. Count on getting back to business when you count on EMC.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University, playing for a cleaner, more sustainable community together. Jamie Pollard, our guest right now. Ryan Harklaw, our guest co-host. And the Cyclones are sacking hunger with each quarterback sack. Farm Credit Services of America is donating money to the and the Iowa Pork Producers Association is donating pork to help sack hunger in Iowa, where one in seven children lives with food insecurity. Donations go to the Iowa Food Bank Association. So, Jamie, who would have guessed that before November was over, that Iowa State would be in the top 20 nationally in men's basketball? I mean, what an amazing thing we've witnessed. And not to say we've arrived. I mean, I get it. It's a long season. But, man, What a great job TJ's done.
Well, you mean it's a little Hollywoodish. Like, you couldn't have scripted the start of this any better, right?
Right.
And anybody that said they predicted that was going to happen, other than maybe TJ, but I don't think he would, because if you listen to him, I'm not going to say he doesn't care that they're 6-0, but he's got that Matt mentality of, we're going to worry about the daily habits, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if NFTs or cryptocurrency or whatever all that is, but if I could be paid for everybody that's texted me, emailed me, or said to me, oh, it's awesome. I mean, I knew he was going to be a good hire. And I just kind of chuckle under my breath and I go, yeah, 6 months ago it was Pollard hired his friend. Pollard did it on the cheap. TJ couldn't win at UNLV. I mean, so it's I guess enjoy the moment, because people will, you know, first time we lose, it'll be, well, yeah. Why aren't we doing this?
Well, I think back to when you introduced him as coach, and because of COVID, you know, there wasn't some big deal. You know, it was just you and him and
right.
me in the
yep.
in the Pete
a long
Taylor,
ways apart from each other
in the Pete Taylor media room, socially distanced.
I have that picture in my office. It does look strange.
It is. It's just
like
a low key introductory yeah. press conference to introduce a coach. And I think back to that moment, and I'm one of the people. I said this is a great moment for Iowa State University. I really did believe in the hire, but I'll find the tweet. I'll find the tweet. But no, it just to think of that moment, that wasn't that long ago.
No,
but let's
go back though. You know, the reason we hired TJ was not because we thought he was going to go 6-0 and we'd be ranked 19th.
Right.
And, you know, we hired TJ because of everything he's done since he got here, which is does it the right way, believes in this place, understands what it takes to be good here, and then goes out and is no-nonsense executing it. And, you know, we had some players that he asked to leave or players that left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting, you know, because everybody wants to pick apart all those things, right? But they were all done by somebody that was very confident about what his blueprint was, and you either fit that blueprint or you didn't. And if you didn't want to adapt to that blueprint, then you needed to move on. And that's why we hired him, because he was very confident in knowing what works here and how to do it.
I got to sneak in another break. We do want to talk about the women's basketball
yep.
team's success as well. We're going to do that next. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Providing food, feed, and fuel for the world is a tough job. Making a profit is even tougher. Sukup Manufacturing has a solution. Store now, profit later. Storing your grain in a Sukup bin is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. Sukup offers a full line of bins to fit your specific needs, and with over 80 patents, it's easy to see why Sukup is the world's fastest growing grain bin company. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
While some seed companies put a greater stake in stock prices and anonymous shareholders, Rob Seco knows that what's important to you, it's closer to home. That's why you'll find we're focused on your needs. With a simplicity that makes us easy to do business with, a relationship that makes it easy to connect with anyone in the company, and the technology, traits, and genetics you need from any source. Put your stock in the company that puts you first. Rob Seco.
Coach Campbell's players have to earn the right to be successful at Iowa State. And that's the same standard Latham High-Tech Seeds applies to every corn hybrid and soybean variety in our product lineup. I'm Shannon Latham. From multi-tiered research to localized on-farm plots, Latham brings you seed solutions bred for best performance on the acres you farm. Get the trait and genetic advantages you need for success in your fields. See it all in our 2022 seed guide. Visit us online at lathamseeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
What's impressive about Pioneer's corn seed development? I'm here in York County, Nebraska. Off in the distance, about a quarter mile away, something is lit up. That's Boreas, one of Pioneer's mobile wind machines. Pioneer uses this machine to test its corn hybrids for standability. These tests are one of the reasons Pioneer has seen improved stalk strength and root scores year after year. Boreas, another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
Back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University are delivering on their sustainability goal by taking used cooking oil from the university and producing renewable fuel that powers vehicles and equipment on campus. And we're visiting with Jamie Pollard, Ryan Harklaw, our guest co-host. Golden Harvest is the seed partner that's here to listen and provide answers from our exclusive corn and soybean products to service and agronomic support where and when you need it. So Iowa State, Jamie, is one of six universities nationally that has both its men's and women's basketball teams undefeated here as we come to the end of November. So great job by both programs.
Absolutely. Coach Fenley is phenomenal. Just his loyalty to Iowa State is second to none. What he's done in his course of time here is arguably as good, if not better, than any coach that's ever wore Cardinal and gold. And probably pretty safe to say there'll be a statue of Bill Fenley at some point in time. But there's many years still left in that man's tank, and I keep reminding him of that. took him to dinner last postseason with his wife, Deb. Ellen and I did, and we talked about that. But what a great start to their year. But they knew coming in that they have a really good team. They're so fun to watch. They swept through that tournament down in Naples this weekend. I don't know how they moved back a place and went from 13th to 14th when they
pretty
went undefeated. But they've got a big one Thursday night. They go to LSU as part of the SEC Big 12 Challenge. And then next week they have the Hawks. So, those will be, they've got some big games coming.
All right, let me sneak in our final break and we'll come back. I'm going to let you be involved in this, Ryan. But, we got to take care of business
here. We got to pay the bills.
Yeah, so we'll be back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
What's impressive about Pioneer's product development? Well, I'm standing here in front of something called the genotyping lab. This is where Pioneer breeders peer into the DNA of corn and soybean germplasm. This process expanded exponentially in the last few years, resulting in faster, more accurate data, which means Pioneer is able to bring new and more advanced products to farmers. The Genotyping Lab, another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
To the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Follow the Cyclone football team this December as they play in their fifth straight bowl game. To find out more information on official Iowa State bowl game travel packages, go to cyclonestravel.com. That's cyclonestravel.com. Visiting with Jamie Pollard. Hark, take it away.
Well, we get back on the questioning here right now, but we're talking about the basketball teams and the job that TJ's done. We talked about it. You didn't understand they're going to be undefeated. I don't think anyone ever thought that would happen. What is really cool to see, number one, is George Condit and Trey Jackson. I think the only two hangovers are the
came. Jaden Walker.
Oh, Jaden Walker. Yep. Yes, excuse me. So three of them were able to hang around here, and they're still a big part of the culture of that team. Watching what like Trey Jackson does, he's playing a lot, but he is happy for the success of the other players. And then George Condit having the attitude he has on the floor, and the players kind of feed off of his energy. So it's really neat to see what Coach has done with those players that came. And also the impact they're making on the culture of that team right now, which you got to be happy to see how good a job he's done with his team to get him to play at that level. So, yeah, they may lose a game, but no fan's going to walk into Hilton Coliseum and be upset with the effort or the culture of that team at any point this season.
Well, that's been the biggest feedback I've had so far. And, you know, and that feedback was based off of, you know, the first several home games, which were basically bye games other than Oregon State, right? So it wasn't like we were playing, you know, top level teams, but people really appreciated the defense, the effort, the cohesion, the body language, all the things that had been missing from our culture. And, you know, the wins are great, but I think people were more excited about seeing that foundation being laid.
Right.
Yeah. And it's carried over. And we saw it. Where it can take you.
Absolutely.
This past weekend. All right, let's talk about wrestling because obviously
Sunday's a big one.
Big duel coming up on Sunday.
6 o'clock Sunday night in Hilton. The number one ranked Hawks come in to wrestle our Cyclones. And, you know, that's always, even if you're not a wrestling fan, I mean, that's worth the price of admission to see the antics between the Branzas and the Dressers and the Metcalfs and the St. Johns. And, you know, I kidded Kevin, because he was texting with me about it today, and I said, you know, Jim Burrell and I sit Matt's side, and I said, we're going to have to be tethered, I think, to our seats, because you just get fired up.
Yeah. It's not just the coaches that can't.
Well, Kevin said, he wrote me back, and he goes, tethered. I like that word. Maybe tethered. We need to tether the coaches. So I've always thought the coaches maybe need to be in a cage, because these guys are like wild animals.
It is. That's one of the greatest Cy-Hawk events there is. It's like,
oh, there's no doubt.
Legalized fighting with your rival. Right,
yeah.
Like it's
well,
like it's such a sport of
to watch the,
rules. The
brands to watch yes. the Branzas rock as they sit in their chairs and can't sit still, and the antics of yelling at each other, and it is it's intense.
Yeah, if you've never been, you need to buy a ticket and go. It is awesome event.
It's Sunday night, 6 o'clock Hilton. Be there, or you're missing out on something really fun.
You are
maybe one of the greatest ovations in the history of Hilton Coliseum is Ozenbaugh turning Lou Bannock and getting the pin. I mean, that moment where it just suddenly drastically changes from what you expect to something different.
Yep.
And that immediate roar is as loud as you can hear at any sporting event anywhere.
Right.
So it's special, and it will continue to be. And we hope everybody can get to Hilton Coliseum Sunday night and also get to Hilton Coliseum during the week.
Yeah, we have men's basketball Wednesday night.
Arkansas playing both.
Yeah. Correct. So, ready to roll.
All right, Jamie, thanks so much for taking time as always.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Ryan. Thank you. And we hope you can join us again next week. We're going to start into our basketball shows next week from Renewable Energy Group. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the Renewable Energy Group Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. It's unquestionably good. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cyclone Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.